Daf is Daf Samech Beis. We got to the top of Samech Beis. We got to two lines down. Ihachi, I believe. The Ihachi. So Gemara had been talking about the different psukim regarding Nazir. That Nazir, it says the word Isho Isha. Ish seems to include all different people, as opposed to, I wonder if they're going to actually need this for the bris. Usually they use it for the baby to hang out. I guess we'll find out. Let's make some room meanwhile. So the Ish or Isha, so it includes every man, but it also says the pasuk is Amarta Levnei Yisrael, Dafka Bnei Yisrael, to the exclusion of Goyim. So we're trying to figure out whether or not Goyim are excluded entirely from Nazir. We're going back and forth about this, and we spoke about Erechin a little bit. So the Gemara now at the top of Samach Bey says, Ihachi, if that's the case, what we've been saying, that Ish in regards to Erechin comes to include that even Goyim, if a Goy can be Nerach, you could say, I want the value of that Goy and dedicate to the Beis HaMikdash, that works. So if that's the case, the Gemara asks, Ish kiyafli neder berkecha, ve'erchen lamali. So the pasuk says, again, Ish kiyafli neder berkecha, and a man who makes a neder, he takes upon himself to give Erechin, Be'erchin lamali, what's the kasha here? So I guess, why do you need the word ish here?
Didn't we have, we brought a raya before from Erechin, right? Where did we have that?
Yeah, that was a previous amud.
Right, so there's nothing to do with this?
Right. It might be. I'm not sure exactly what the kash is, but it seems like the mefarish is explaining what the kash is. So if you see the mefarish here, the first narrow line down, he says, Ish kiyafli dichsi rachmana gavi erchen. The pasuk that says ish with respect to erchen, lamali, why do you need this? Meaning, Bishma ish dikasav gavi nazir, it says the word man by nazir, aidi dikasav isha, shulatarach, kasav nami ish, shulatarach. Since we would have thought that a woman would be included in Nazir, so the pasuk had to say Isha. Now, I've probably mentioned this in the past to Harry, I don't think you have been there, but Rav Shechter from YU, when you go into the Kollel, he asks you these questions. He likes to ask very basic questions to make you realize that you need to learn a lot more than wherever you're holding. So a question he had been known to ask, but now everyone knows the answer, he would ask, can a woman be a Nazir? And people start scratching their head and thinking, I don't know. I mean, we always think of Shimshon as being the Nazir, so... No. But the pasuk says, Isha Isha, to tell me that an Isha could be a Nazir. It's explicit pasuk. So it had to mention Isha, because had it not mentioned Isha, we would have thought a woman can't be a Nazir. So the pasuk needs to mention Isha. But once it mentioned Isha, it just lumps together Isha as well. So we understand why the word Isha appears by Nazir. But then the Mefarsh goes on to say...
Now you would also have the limud that says Nafsho, and not Nafsha. You would say that it was only an Isha.
Right, you could have possibly made such a drush as well. So therefore you need Isha to counter that.
Right.
But we clearly need the Isha there, and once you have Isha, you have to also say Ish, if it applies to both. Then Mefarish says, and so to the Ish, the Gabi Nidarim, why does it say Isha, a man that regards to Nidarim? The Rabbah says, Ovdi Kachavim, Shay, you know, Drim Nidarim, Nidavas Kisrael, they are also able to dedicate things to the base of Mikdash. And also, Stam Nidarim. Ela Ish, Ki Yafli, Dichse Rachman, Agavi, Erchen Lamli, why does it say the word Ish? What's the Chiddush there? What's the necessity to teach it by Erchin? Dimichdi iskish Erchin Nidarm. Okay, granted that there's a connection, there's a hekish between Erchin and Nidarm. Damar Kra, the pasuk says, Ish kiafli neder be'erkecha. The two words are next to each other. Neder and Erchin are next to each other. Dibichad Kra, Kisivini Rachmana, the Torah writes them together. Vitanya Gavi Nidarm v'chule. It says that with regards to Nidarm, V'hu adin le'gavi Erchin, Nami disrabi lu avdu kachavim shehu ne'erchin v'yisrael. So through this hekish, we know just like a guy is subject to the lach of Nedarim, a guy is also subject to the lach of Erchin. So now that's the case, and there's no need to say the word Ish with regards to Erchin. It's an extra word. It's unnecessary. It's superfluous. So why do you have the word Ish regarding Erchin? That's the kash of the Gemara. So the Gemara, let's read this again. Ihachi, that's the case that there's a connection of Erchin to Nedarim. So Ish, kiafli neder berkecha, be'erchin lamli. Why do you have to mention by Erchin? Michti, the Gemara analyzes everything the Mefarsh just said. Iskish ha'erchin the Nedarim. Erchin's connected to Nedarim. Damar kar ish, kiafli neder berkecha. The word neder appears next to Erchin. Vatanya, the Braisa says, is benichusa, not as a kasha, but as a support. Gavi Nedarim, it says, Ish ma tamalomar. What do we learn from the word Ish by Nedarim? Ish, the Rabbah says, Ovdi kochavim. She nodum Nedarim, this is mamish what the Mefarsh was saying. She nodum v'nedarim v'nedavos ki Yisrael. And then it says, Ish kiafli berchen lamali. So once we establish that a goy could be make a nether, and therefore through the hekesh, she could also be included in Erchen, so why does a pasuk have to say Ish by Erchen? And the Gemara answers, Ella, Ha'ish mibayle, yes, it's needed lasuya to come to include mufla samech l'ish, to tell me that a man who's close, a boy, who's close to the age of being bar mitzvah. So the halacha is, the mafarish says, li'esuye mufla ha'samech l'ish, di'yisrael she'yu nodrim nidarm. That if he's old enough, we spoke about this in the past, that a 12-year-old boy and 11-year-old girl, if they're, since they're close to bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah, they are able to make nidarm. That's learned from the extra pasuk here, ish. Okay, so the Gemara says now,
because it's ish by erchin.
So it must be through that hekish. We're drawing back from erchin to nedarim. That's my guess here. I'm looking around how they say this.
We learn out erchin. We don't. Is it what it's saying? Is we don't use the hekish for nedarim to erchin.
We do in both. Hekish goes in both directions. So initially we learn that regards to Nadarim, a guy could be Noder, and through the Hekesh, he could also be included in Erchon.
You learn that more than one thing from Hekesh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can. So then what's the problem?
Yeah, so that's all it's saying. All it's saying, so once we establish that with regards to Erchon, that the word Ish is extra, it tells me that Ish, which means a Samech Lish, really a boy who's close to the age of 13, he could be included in Erchon. So now through this Hekesh, we could draw back to Nadarim that he could also make a Nether. So that's what we're learning from all this. So the Gemara says, "Hanicha leman damar muflam nisamach lish deraisa." This all makes sense if you assume that a 12-year-old boy and 11-year-old girl may make one on a deraisa level that is sourced in this pasuk ish that appears by erchin. Leman damar dirabanan ish ki afli neder lamali. But if you assume that a samach lish is only able to make a neder on a dirabanan level, so you go back to square one. What's the word, the extra word ish, telling us by erchin? The Gemara says, "Lasuye mufla samech lish to obikachavim," to tell me that a boy, the age of 12, a goyish boy, the age of 12, can make nedarim. So this is strange, though. So it would come out according to this that a Jew couldn't add a samech lish, but a goy could. Because again, we're assuming right now within the world of that samech lish is only midirbanan. So what do you learn from the word ish? That a goy can make it samech lish. When he's mufla samach lish. But that would mean the nedarim could do it more so than a Yisrael. That's strange. Aha. I think that's what's going on. Maybe it's talking about that regards to erchin. I mean, we already know that with regards to erchin, a goy can samach lish can be included in Erchin. I'll look at one second here. So yeah, the Mishnah are bothered by this. Again, we're in the assumption that a 12-year-old Jewish boy can only make Nadarm on a Dirabanan level. So what's the word ish coming to teach me? The Gemara says the ish is coming to include that a goy, however, who's 12, can be on a deraisa level. So a goy has greater koach than a yid when they're 12. That's what comes out, which is very strange. And the Rishonim are bothered by this. So there is a rush here. So the Rush has this svara here. He says, since a yid is going to eventually become a 13-year-old boy, so and he's going to be included in the iser of Bal Yechal is when a person makes a nether and he doesn't keep the nether, he violates an iser of Bal Yechal. But a goy will never be bichal the iser of Bal Yechal. So what's going on here is as follows: that a yid cannot make a nether in the right level until he's subject to the isurim. We have no way to include him in Bal Yechal, so let them go hand in hand. A goy will never come to the point of Isser Lo Yechal. So therefore, even now, he's able to make Nadarim because he's never going to have to ever wait until Bal Yechal. That's what the Rush is explaining this far for this. And that's why the goy has a greater koach to make Nadarim than that of a yid, which is fascinating. The Gemara now says further, okay, so Hanich leman damer bnei Yisrael nerachin vein hov dikocham nerachin. This goes well according to the opinion who thinks that Jews are Nerach, but not Goyim. And the Brisa goes on to say, Yachal lo yehu marichin. Maybe you would think a Goy can't even be Marich. They can't even say, I want to give that Erichin, that value of that person. Tamalomer ish shapir ish. That an ish, even a Goy is able to be Marich. So according to that understanding, everything makes sense, what we've said up until now. Those who say that only Yisrael can be marich, but a goy cannot be marich, and Tamil and Yachal lo ye marichin, sorry, Yachal lo ye nerach. And one might think also a goy can be nerach; he can't take the value of a goy. Tamil omer ish afilu tinok ben chodesh bar eruchu. Even a goy, even a firstborn, you're able to anything. You can take a nerach on. So here, the goyim are only included in terms of being an object, not in terms of creating erchim. So then, what do you do with the word kiyafli lamli? So what are we learning from the word ish? Up until now, we just said that ish coming to tell me that a goy can be marich. But according to this opinion, a goy can't be marich. So what's the word ish coming to tell me? So Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava liasui ovdi kachavim gadol, to include a goy who's a gadol, that he's able to what? De afa gav de gadol hu, eino yodei lo hifalos. Right, so Tosfos point out a very key point here, which Gemara doesn't say, is that the word here, if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos dir maschel lasui ovi kochavim gadol, ta'afagav de gadol im enu yodei lifalos lo, hash tahavi lasui kimo lemute. He's saying when the word, Gemara rather says, lasui, to include, it really means to exclude here. So what we're saying is, how do you know that you exclude a gadol, a goy who's a gadol? How do we know? So continue reading in Tosfos. Dashmeinan dehecha da ovid kochavim in yodei lifalos ein nidaru neder afgal de gadol. When a goy doesn't know how to be maflia, how to be clear and make his nidarim, how to be clear in his statements, so still then his nidarim are not a good neder. Mashein kin b'yisol de gadol nidaru neder afil in yodei lifalos. So how do they interpret the word lifalos in English? Just to be clear in their statement? To be decisive?
It comes from the word yafli.
But to be like decisive and...
clearly utter.
Right, clearly utter, okay. So it doesn't mean like physically clearly utter, like having good... or just like an ambiguous statement.
I understand the nature of a vow.
Okay. So what's going on here is as follows. That when it comes to this pasuk, if you assume that a guy cannot be marich, if you assume that way, so what's the word ish ki afli neder be'erkcha coming to teach me? So the Gemara tells me, teaching me that ish that includes a guy is going back to a, well, I guess both erchen and it can't be erchen, it has to be nedarim, that even though normally a guy could be marich, rather, a guy can make a neder, it's only if he's able to be yafli, if he knows how to articulate, how to utter words, how to be clear into what he's saying. So that's what's coming to exclude in this case. The word ish coming to exclude, he has to be ish ki yafli. Only if he's a yafli, only if he's bar hafla, is he considered an ish who can make, is he considered a goy who can make nidarim. That's what we're learning from this extra word ish according to this man damar. So again, the Gemara says, let's read that answer again. So Amar Rav Ada bar Ava le'asuye, or really limute, oved kochavim de gadol, de'af agav de gadolu, de'eni yodei yafalos, it doesn't work. So then the Gemara says that's the drush we learn from Yafli regarding when it's written Yafli by Erchin. So Ela ki Yafli de Kazarach when Agav Nizari, it's zeros. So what are we going to learn from the word Hafla that appears by Nizirus? That's another appearance of that word. So Lamali, Michti, Iskish Nizirus to Nadarim, there's a Hekish of Nizirus to Nadarim like we've seen a number of times. So we don't need to learn Halacha, you don't need to mention Hafla by Nizirus. If we know Hafla is a necessity by Nadarim, that you have to be clear into what you're saying. So we know the same halacha applies to Naziros. So why repeat the word Yafli regarding Naziros? I'm just trying to think one second here. Okay, so the Gemara answers, So again, ki yafli lamli lasuye yadayim sheinim ochichos. So the word yafli that appears regarding nazirus is telling me that to include a case of yadayim, a person has a literally a hand, but when the person makes a statement but he doesn't complete a statement, it's a fragment, and it's not so clear. So what he's talking about to include that as well, meaning the itmar. There's a gemara that we've seen a couple times in the Dharm, I think they quoted in the Dharm Hayim and Beis and Kedushin and Gittin. The gemara says the itmar yadayim sheinim ochichos. If you say a fragment which is not clear, it's what you're referring to, though. The halacha is that Abaye Amar Havin Yadayim, it's Yadayim, and therefore your statement, your Nazirus and Nadarim will be effective. And Rav Amar Lo Hav Yadayim, since it's unclear what you're saying, the Nadarim or Nazirus won't be effective. So the Abaye Hanicha, so this makes sense according to Abaye, who thinks that Yadayim Shein Mochichas works. So the word Yafli by Nazirus comes to include Yadayim Shein Mochichas, but Ella, if you assume the Rava, the Ma'ik Lamemer, if you assume like Rava, the Yadayim Shein Mochichas are not effective, so you're back to square one, what's the word Yafli doing regarding Nazirus?
Why can't you say it's exactly that? It has to be clear.
Because we learned that already from the Yafli by Erchin. That Yafli there means clear. We exclude a Goy who's not clear.
No, but Yadayim by Erchin might not work.
Yadayim by Erchin might not work. In a Hanami. But
so,
we...
So I need Yafli to say that even... Because Yadayim... I can't learn out... I'm just taking the devil's advocate here. According to Rava, I would say... I can't... Yadayim by Erchin doesn't work. So I can't use the Hekish to say Yadayim by the Dharam works if I can't learn it from Erechim because it's not good by Erechim.
Well, we don't know yet.
So I need it here to tell me that I can't use it here either.
You're saying, once you say Kiyafli by Erechim tells me that you have to be clear.
Right. So now, Yadayim is no good.
Well, we don't know how clear. It has to be somewhat clear. So we're trying to expand the expand, but I guess to loosen up the definition of clarity. It's a machlokas. So we learn from Kiyafli, you have to utter the words clearly or at least know what you're saying with regards to a guy. It has to be Kiyafli. Now we're wondering, what about if you say Yadayim Shein Mochichos? Is that going to be clear enough? Is that going to be included in a flaw?
So that we don't know.
So it's a machlokas. If you assume that it works, well, how do you know it works? So that's the extra word Kiyafli that appears by Nazirus. But if you assume that it doesn't work, so then what are you learning from the word Yafli that appears...
No, that's only good to say that it does work by Erechim. If it works by Erechim, or it doesn't work by Erechim...
We don't know. We're trying to build this whole... It's confusing.
Okay.
So Ella, Kiyafli, so what did the words Kiyafli teach me? Okay. Kiyafli regarding Naziros. Mibarle, it's needed to teach me Licha the Rebbe Tarfon. This is Rabbi Tarfon appears in a number of places in Shas. Detani Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Tarfon Ein Echad Mehem Nazir Lefi Shelo Nisan Nazirus El Laflav. So what's he talking about here? So he's talking about a situation where a person, two people are walking along the way. Let's see if the Mefarish explains the scenario here. Mefarish does not. But I think it's referring to two people walking along the way, and they made such a statement where neither one was clear as to what was going on. Here they have this side here. We saw this earlier in the Sechlis. Two people are walking along the way, and one says, one guy's walking towards them, and one of them says, I'm a Nazir if that's so-and-so. And the other guy says, no, I'm a Nazir if that's so-and-so. And then all these different statements, they have all these different Tanayim. So Rabbi Tarfon says, no one's a Nazir, because when you're Nazir, you have to be Hafla, you have to be decisive and clear to what you're saying and what the result will be. It can't be Tali on some other suffix. So Rabbi Tarfon, he's the one who holds a hafla, has to be so decisive, so clear as to what's going on. And that's what we learn from the word kiyafli that appears in the Torah in the context of Nazir. So the Gemara says, so hanich le Rabbi Tarfon, that works if you hold like Rabbi Tarfon. But elo le Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who argued Rabbi Tarfon, Michael Meir, what are they going to learn from the word kiyafli? So elo mibay, that's needed, the Gemara says, le chedetanya heter nedarim porchin vavir. Vein lehen amal shiyisbuch. I think it's a Mishnah in Gittin, in Chagiga. Yeah, Mishnah Chagiga. So the het in Nedarim are porchin, the way you undo Nedarim, porchin bavir, fly away in the air. We'll see what that means in just a moment. Vein lehen amal shiyisbuch. And there's nothing for them to be samech on. There's no basis. So let's see how the Mefarsh doesn't really say much here. Actually, nothing at all.
Yes, second line from the bottom.
But not on this point of, there you go, I gotcha. Hatta nedarim porchin bavir ha'olam. They just kind of evaporate and fly up in the world. She'ein lahen mikra min ha'Torah al-mashishmichu. There's no source in the Torah that tells me about hataras nedarim. So there's nothing that it works. It just kind of, it's floating in the air without basis, but it's still something that's effective. And then comes along Rabbi Eliezer, back to the Gemara now, quoting from this Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer yesh lahem al-mashishmichu. They have what to rely on? How does Rabbi Eliezer know? There's no pasuk about heter hataras nedarim. So he says, "Shenemar ish kiafli, kiafli shtei pamim." It says kiafli two times. It says one kiafli by Bahar in regards to Irchin, and it says another kiafli in regards to Nazir in Parshas Naso. Why two times? Echad hafla leiser, ve'echad hafla leheter. One hafla is in order to create the iser of neder, or the iser of Irchin, or the iser of Nazir, so you have to be clear. And the other hafla is to tell me you have to be clear in terms of removing the neder, removing the Naziris. So you see here, the second appearance of Kiyafli teaches me the content of Hataras Nedarim. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now on the top of Amud Beis as follows. Chomer be'avadim mi'benashim. There are certain stringencies that apply to an eved that do not apply to a woman. Shehu mefer nidrei ishto. That a man is able to mefer his wife's nedarim. Ve'eno mefer nidrei avdo. But a master may not mefer his servants, his slaves, the nedarim. Hefer le'ishto, hefer olamis. If he's mefer his wife's nedarim, that neder is mutter forever. Unless she takes another nether. And hefer lavdo, yetzalacheris mashim niziroso. If an eved becomes a nazir, exactly, he simply postpones it. He can't be mefer. He just gets him to go free, though, and which is itself an isser asay. It's an isser asay to allow eved to go free. I'm just thinking for a second.
This is what I'm saying now.
What?
What about the story we freed his eved for a minute?
Yeah, that's the Gemara talks about it, right? The Gemara says, how could you do that? It's a lo olam behem tavodu. The Gemara and Brachos and Gittin both tell us that the purpose of a mitzvah shiny. The irsaseh of being meshachar and eved is an irsaseh, but if there's a toelis, if there's a toelis for it, then you're allowed
to. Also for the tzibur also.
The Gemara there also in Brachos says rabbim. The Gemara and Gittin doesn't say rabbim, but they talk about rabbim there, and then that's the source of a minion, the need for a minion. Okay, so that when you're made for an Eved, all you do is exactly what you said. You postpone it. He goes free, which is fascinating how that works. He goes free, and then he continues his Naziros afterwards. But he doesn't have to start all over again. He just mashed them. He completes the days remaining in his Naziros. So Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan Lama Rabo Kofa L'Naziros Avalo L'Nadar M'Leirchen. Why is it true that a master is able to force upon his Eved to become, to try not keep his Naziros? If the Eved takes upon himself Niziros, so I could say, I'm not letting you, you have to drink wine, mitam lemesim, cut your hair, he's able to. But if a Eved takes upon himself Nedarim and Erchin, a master's not able to make him go against that Nedar or Erchin. Why not? What's the difference? So the Maishna Gavi Nazir, the Gemara says, what's the difference Gavi Nazir? So I lost the place for a second. Maishna Gavi Nazir, Damar Rachmana, Leser, Iser al Nafsho, to create an Iser, B'misha Nafsho Knuyalo, Yotza Eved Shein Nafsho Knuyalo. So in terms of Leser Iser, that's in the context of Naso, that's actually by Nidarim. We're learning from Nidarim to Naziris. So only a person who has control of his Nefesh has the ability to create Nidarim on his own, as opposed to, or Naziris on his own, as opposed to an Eved who doesn't. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, wait a second, Ihachi afilu gavi nedarim, nami. Meaning the Gemara said above there's a distinction between a Nazir and a Nether. That if a Eved's a Nazir, you can make him go against the Naziros. Why? The Gemara says because he doesn't have his own Nefesh. The Pasuk says Nafsho, he doesn't have control of his Nefesh. I have control of his Nefesh, I can make him go against the Naziros. But regarding Nedarim, he has control. What do you mean he has control? The word Nafsho appears in the context of Nedarim, and we're applying that to Naziros. The lachas of Nedarim and Naziros should be exactly the same. That Nafsho, only a Eved who's only a person who owns himself. An Eved who doesn't own himself, just like we're saying he shouldn't have the ability of Naziros, he shouldn't have the ability for Nedarim either. That's the Kashya of the Gemara. So the Gemara says again, Ihachi afilu gavi Nedarim nami. The master should be able to be kofim and make him go against the Neder if he chooses.
Isn't there a difference between Eved Kanani and Eved Ivri?
Yeah, we're talking about Eved Kanani here. Eved Ivri has full control of himself.
Right. So there is a distinction. So you could really say that this Nafsho is talking about Eved Ivri.
No, Nafsho.
I mean, Nafsho is talking about There's two. I don't know.
The word nafsho is somebody, anybody. It's
no, so that has to be Eva Kanani, right? Because Eva Kanani. First of all, Eva. Well, that's not really true because a guy can make an eder, right?
A guy can make an eder, right?
So if a guy can make an eder, so the fact that he's an eved is just as he's owned by somebody else.
No, it's different. When an eved Kanani, even though he's a guy, an eved Kanani, he becomes partially Jewish. He keeps mitzvahs like a
right,
an isha.
Right. I understand right. That. But as far as ownership goes,
The evidently evidently has full control of himself. So Eved Kanani is the kasha here. So what's going on? So why by Naziros can the master force him to go against his Naziros? But regarding Nadarm, the master can't. It's the same source. The source is from in Nadarm.
What I'm saying is if an evidently would take a Naziros thing on him, he's a Nazir. Yeah. It doesn't matter what the Baal
correct.
Does.
Exactly. Same thing with Nadarm.
So
Gemara says, "Amar v'sheishes hachu b'ma'askinan kigon shahaya eshkel shel anavim munach lefanav." When there is a cluster of grapes that was right in front of him, so gavin nedarim dechi mitaser b'hai lo mitaser b'achrini lo mati kafile gavin ziras dechi mitaser b'hai taser b'kulo mati kafile. The difference is as follows: really, the master has the full control to prevent him from not only keeping his naziris but even keeping his nedarim. He has the ability to do. But the Gemara basically says, when the Eved takes a nether, I'm not going to eat the cluster of grapes. So we tell the master, don't enforce your abilities and strength here, because just let him not have this one, and he'll eat other grapes. It's not such a big thing. It's not going to take away from you at all. So we say, don't flex your muscles, even though you really can, it sounds like. But the guards to Naziros, if he takes upon himself Naziros, he's also not only in this cluster, but he's also in all grapes. And that might somehow affect the master. He might be bothered by that, and it's going to be too much of a global iser. And then we say you have the right to flex your muscle and to force him to go against his Naziros. That's the difference. But really, Be'etzem, fundamentally, has the ability to kofet both in Nadarm and in the world of Naziros. So the Gemara says, V'gave Nadarm mi lo eskin in delek elaha eshkol? By Nadarm? Is it not a case where there's only one eshkol? Dilo achol leichalish? We could talk about a case. I could create a scenario where the only thing available is this eshkol, this food that's in front of him. And if he ever doesn't eat it, he's going to be weak, and he's not going to be able to serve the master properly. So we could create such a situation like this, and the master will be affected by his nether, and we should allow him to flex his muscle then. So the Gemara doesn't like that answer so much. It's not about the quantity of how many clusters of grapes. Ella, what's the difference between the Naziris and the Nedarim? Ella, Amar Rava, Kigon Shahaya Chartan Munach Lefanav Gavin Nedarim. Regarding Lefanav, there was the peels of the grapes, the leftovers of the grapes that were in front of him. So Gavin Nedarim Bahai Hu Dimitzar Lomati Kafile. Regarding the Neder, so he asks this peel that's in front of him, it's not going to affect his work. So the master lets him go. But Gavin Nazir Ditzar Nami Bachmini Mati Kafile. But this regarding the Naziros, not only is this Chartan going to be Asr, but all Chartanim are going to be Asr across the board. That's going to affect his ability to be strong and work. Gemara says the same answer, same kasha rather. We could create a scenario where there's the only chartan in the world, or the only chartan available, and if he doesn't eat this, he's going to be so weak, and he's not going to be able to work. So then we would say he should be able to. So don't just say a blanket statement that Nadarm, he's never able to be kofah the Eved. We could find a circumstance where he should be able to kofah based on this logic. So along the same lines, they reject that answer as well. So then the Gemara says, it seems to be the final answer, the difference between Naziris and Nadarm. El Amar Abaye, Lama Rabba, Tzarech L'Kfosel L'Naziris, Vein Tzarech L'Kfosel L'Nadarm. What's the difference? Vein Tzarech L'Kfosel L'Shru, and also, he cannot force him to go against the Shru that he may have made. My Taima, Damar Kra, L'Hara O L'Heitev, the Pasuk says, regarding Shavuos, it says, Ma Tavar Rishus Afara Rishus, Yotzalara L'Chaim She'en Rishus B'Yado. So what's the klal we're saying? It's learned out from a pasuk by Shavuos. The pasuk says that Shavuos has to be something, that a statement that could sometimes be good, sometimes be bad. And just like Hatav is Rishus, so too, what's going on here? Let's look at the Mefarish here. So the Mefarish says, aha. Interesting. Okay, that's the point. When a person makes a shvua, it can only be a shvua that's going to affect himself. But if it's going to affect somebody else, lahara la'acherim, in this case, the Eved's Shvuah is going to be a problem to the master, someone else is going to be affected by this, then that Shvuah won't work. So just like the Shvuah won't be chal for the Eved, so too, I assume, through the Hekesh we have of Shvuah's Nedarim, the Nedarim won't work as well. But Naziros is not bechlal, it's not connected to Shavuos in any way, so therefore Nazir stands alone and is able to be chal. Right, exactly. If you see, Tosus says all this out. See, Tosus, Dibra Maschel, Yotel, Haral, Achaim, Shein, Harish, Shispiado. The Shavuos is not chal when it's going to affect somebody else. That's based on the Joshua we just brought. Ulechach, and therefore, says Tosus, Dilinadarim, I feel below. And with regards to the Nedarim, even if the Rav, the master, was ever mocha, never protested it, the Nedar won't be chal, the Hainu haras achem, because it's going to affect the master, because now he's going to be weaker if he takes a Nedar. The Yalfinu Nedarim Mishvus, the Ksibbe Lahara Lahaitiv, we have a Hekesh between Nedarim and Shvus. So just like Shvus achal if it affects somebody else, so to Nedarim is achal if it affects somebody else. Aval Niziros Ein Lakishal Nedarim. But Naziris is not connected to Nadarm, then connected to Shavuos again. So Naziris is not included in this discussion. That's why the Naziris Taka is Chal with regards to the Eved. Now, if the Naziris is Chal, that's why he's able to be Kofa, though. I mean, regarding the Neder and the Shavua and Erchin, you don't need to force anything because the Neder's not Chal in the first place. There's nothing to talk about. The Naziris is Chal. It is Chal. And therefore, but there's still, nonetheless, the Master has the ability to be Kofa on it. Okay, let's look at this next Mishnah now. The Mishnah says, Eved, Avar Mikinegdo Panov, so, Avar Mikinegdo Panov, what's his line mean here? Sher Baruch Mipanov Shel Rabo. So, if the Eved runs away, so I guess he was a Nazir, and he runs away from his master, Rabbi Meir Omer Lo Yishtei, he can't drink wine, because now the Nazir says Chal, the moment he leaves, even though when he was under the auspices of his master, he couldn't be a Nazir because the master forced him to do whatever he wanted him to do. The moment he leaves, he becomes a Nazir, so he can't drink wine. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yishayin, he's allowed to drink Yishayin, he can drink wine, he's allowed to drink wine. So what's going on here? What's the machlok is whether he could drink wine or not drink wine? Is the Nazir chal or not?
Whether he's in the rishus of the bound.
That's what it sounds like, exactly. When you run away, does that end your abdus?
So does that mean if he comes back, he's back in?
So we'll have to see. That's where the Gemara is going to understand the machlokas. So let's see what happens. So lema b'dushmul kamiflegi. They're arguing about a statement that Shmuel has. What's Shmuel's statement? Damar Shmuel ha'mafkir abdo yatzalacheres person's mafkir is eved. The eved goes free. Ve'intach get shircha. You don't even need a get shircha, which you normally need to write him a document of freedom. You don't have to write that here. Hefker is enough. Rabbi Meir Isay the Shmuel. Rabbi Meir says it's permitted because the moment he leaves, that's in essence hefker. The Eved from the stomach, the Rab from the stomach was me'ayayish on him. He's scot free. Rabbi Yossi Lesley the Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi rejects Shmuel and hefker doesn't work. Running away doesn't work, and he's still considered an Eved. And the Nazir is not chal, and he could therefore drink wine. That's the initial suggestion of the Gemara. The Gemara says lo. The Chuliyam the Isle the Shmuel. Everyone holds a Shmuel that mafker avdo yachel lecheres. Ah, so why you? Why would one say he can't drink? Shouldn't he go free once he runs away? Elaman de ma'amar yish, the one who allows him to drink, meaning the Naziris isn't chal, because he's still an Eved, so he's allowed to drink wine, assume savar sof sof mihader hade, vasa gave, l'shtei yichamra, kiech do lichesh. Because in the end of the day, the Eved is going to return back. He's going to return back, so, and he's going to want, the master is going to want him to drink wine to get stronger, so he doesn't get weaker. So there's a thought that he's going to return. Well, the man damar lo yishu, the one who thinks he shouldn't drink, savar lehevi leitzara kiyechad leheder gabe. So, oh, sorry, this is supposed to be a motivation, actually. Right, the idea is that, say, don't drink.
He can't drink wine, so he's going to miss it so much, he's going to go back so he can drink.
Exactly, that's the idea. Assuming the Eved is going to listen when he leaves, that he's not allowed to drink.
I think you're giving this guy too much credit.
Well, he's not really a guy. He's every
same thing, right? What happens? You have a guy. He becomes an Eved. Now all of a sudden he has some. He has some halachas.
Yeah.
Does he have the knowledge though?
No. Well, you teach him. You're right. But the truth is that.